We're doing the Sedra Drot, and we had just seen how Eliezer brings Rivka back for Yitzchak. And he tells us that because of the kindness that Eliezer did on behalf of Yitzchak, they let him free. And Hashem gave him his wages. He became the famous king Og Melech HaBashan. And that's a Medrash and Pirkei of Eliezer, that Og was Eliezer. And says that one time Avram yelled at him, and he got so scared that his teeth fell out. And Avram made himself a bed of ivory from Og's teeth. That's what Avram would sleep on, that bed of ivory. Others say he made himself a throne out of it, and that's the throne he'd sit on. What did Og, otherwise known as Eliezer, eat every day? 1,000 oxen and all types of wild animals. And he'd drink 1,000 measurements, and when he'd sweat, a drop of his sweat would be 36 liters. And where did Avram get such a fantastic servant from? From Nimrod. Okay, so that's that Medrash. Again, he gives us Rashi Tevos and the Medrash Yalkut. Again, that's the Yalkut Shimon in Chayesara. It says that when Yitzchak wed Rivka, he found her to be a non-virgin. That's what the Medrash says. And the Medrash says that Yitzchak automatically suspected Eliezer. But the truth was that when she fell off the camel, she got hurt and she lost her hymen. And Chazal say that because Eliezer was suspect when really he did nothing wrong, he merited to enter the Garden of Eden alive. According to one Medrash, he is one of the people that entered Gan Eden alive. What does that mean, to enter Gan Eden alive? If he was Og, this Medrash doesn't learn he's Og. The Medrash Rabbah says that Eliezer was Knan, the son of Cham. So that makes sense. So, who's going to be a slave? The descendants of Cham.
He said, you were cursed.
Oh. Now, he says, Eliezer was the beginning of the holy neshama that was in the klipa and the peel of Canaan, the cursed Canaan. And when Eliezer was born, so that neshama left the klipa, that external Canaan, the cursed one, and then he got blessed. And then he was purified even more, and he reappeared in Kalev ben Yefune, and Eshkol was also Eliezer, and he reappeared in Yosef. Lavan reappeared in the father of Avigail, and that's why we find Avigail is always missing a yud. Her second yud is always missing. That's an allusion to Avigal, as the agreement between Lavan and Yaakov was in Ta'avores Hagal Hazeh. And being that Lavan said to Eliezer, Bo Beruch Hashem, so then he left the Aror and entered Baruch. And that's why Lavan merited that he appears in Tehillim Almut Labain, which is the letters of Lavan. It says, Hine Yaleda Milka Gam Hi Banim Lenachor. That's Rashi Tevos, Hi Banim Lenachor, Rashi Tevos Hevel. Milka had children for Nachor, that's Rashi Tevos Hevel. Lavan, the son of Nahor, the bad of Hevel, reappeared in him. And that reappeared again in Bilam. And Naval and the Rashi Tevos of Lavan are Lavan, Bilam, Naval. Naval was the one who was Abigail's first husband. So that's the idea that we said that Lavan reappeared also in Abigail's father. Okay, we'll pick up here next time.